Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And the South Carolina Aquarium. The holiday season comes alive with Aquarium Aglow, an immersive experience featuring thousands of lights and festive installations. Select evenings now through December 31st. scaquarium.org/aglow.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Trish Lanier was taking some yard waste to a depository to recycle that material. And I guess put it in the back seat of the car to carry it because she left it there and deposited it there. And then as she was driving back home, she looked in the back seat and there was a large spider in the rear of the SUV that she was driving. And she sent me a photograph of it. It was the golden silk spider. Some people call it a banana spider. It's a pretty big spider, and it's a native species in South Carolina that used to be really lower coastal plain. Now the range has been expanding, and it's up on the Piedmont even now. Again, a beautiful spider. It's got a sort of a gold-colored abdomen with white dots down the back.